Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day four of our cooking concept recipe segments is grilled chicken quarters. Now, quarters are one of those things that a lot of people, they always have trouble cooking them consistently. And the reason why is when there's a bone-in quarter, the hardest thing to do is to get your meat fully cooked all the way to the bone. But these concepts I'm going to explain to you are going to make life a lot easier for you. First things first, I need four leg quarters because I got four people in my family. But remember, if you have eight people or you're cooking for 100 people, the average leg quarter realistically comes down to a leg and a thigh. And why they call it a quarter is because you have two, you can get two separate. So that would make one quarter of each because there's a total of four. It's just that cooking lingo that all of us chefs talk with. But pretty much you can keep them together or you could go ahead and you can separate them. If you're going to separate them in between the leg and the thigh, there's a nice little soft little area where you could cut right through and it'll go right through your knife. It won't hit no bone or anything. And it's a nice thick little soft piece of the fat. Some people say cartilage, but I'm pretty sure it's fat. I've done this a lot. So once you go ahead and separate them, if that's what you choose to do, we're going to season with salt and pepper. And it's very important to remember this. You want to make sure that your leg quarters have enough oil on them and you let them air dry. And I highly recommend, this is going to sound kind of crazy, throw them in the freezer for 20 minutes. It's not going to freeze the meat. It's not going to make any moisture happen. But what it's going to do, it's going to get that skin really, really nice and dry. And it's always better to have dry skin on your chicken before it goes on the grill. I'm going to go ahead and fire up my grill. And remember, with a grill, the concept of grilling is very simple. There are hot and cold spots on a grill. We want to start on the hot spot. We want to cook on the low spot. We want to finish on the hot spot. So don't ever forget that, because all you guys out there, they're going to be doing a lot of grilling this summer. Remember, start hot, cook low, finish hot. It's very, very simple. And this is how you make sure that your food is not only being cooked consistently, but it's also very proficient as well. So what I'm going to do is get my leg quarters, put them on the hot part of the grill. And I'm going to let those cook until I see that skin nice and blistered up. Once that skin is blistered up and it's starting to look really good, then I'll go ahead and take that skin side down and put it the flesh side down now on the lower part. So that's going to internally cook all of the meat that's inside of there to make sure that it's good and it's ready to go for the family and I. Then I will finish, once it's done, back on the hot part of the grill. It's very, very simple. All we need is salt, chicken. You want to throw a little bit of lemon juice on there? You're more than welcome to. I'm Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.